Welcome to this week's Tale from a Digital Marketing Realtor. Hi, my name is Andy Nathan, and this week we're going to talk about how you could compete with an overwhelming seller's market as a buyer. So right now, the market is really a seller's market. Due to all the imbalances going on with COVID, there's a lot of things happening across the country in the United States that have made this very much a seller's market. A lot of the moratoriums on evictions and foreclosures have made it very difficult for property to keep flowing. And that's really created an environment where it's starting to push up prices because, you know, supply and demand. And there's a lot fewer sellers going out there because people don't want to move during a plague, during a pandemic. So with that, let's talk about how you're more attractive as a buyer when you're looking to, when you're talking to sellers. So some of this today is going to be a little bit marketing, and some of this is going to be just common sense. But at the same point, you want to just keep this in mind, and this will make you more attractive as you're looking to buy a property. The first thing is this: be prepared. I know that sounds very simple, but make sure you have everything ready. Because if you don't have your pre-approval letter, if you don't have everything set up for the documents and the contracts that you need to set up, and you're not set up with your realtor, your lawyer, all those different professions, you're going to struggle because properties come and go really fast. I was on a list. I was with some buyers this weekend, and we were going out looking at a few places, and they mentioned they liked another property. So I called up the realtor to find out if we could just do a listing real quick. And she said, "I'm sorry, we just actually signed that property." That's how fast things are going. It's really quick. So just be aware of the fact that properties are going really fast, and it is a competitive sellers. It is a competitive market for buyers. Second, because of the fact that you're prepared, you can move quickly. And this is really something that's so important because people want to know that you're able to react fast. When I bought my condo last year with my wife, one of the things that happened was we acted as a backup offer. And we did this because we were able to be accepted as a backup offer because they said, "Look, we want to close within 30 days. And we're like, boom, we can move forward on this. I mean, we've been looking for a long time because even last year, it was still competitive. But because of the fact we were able to move fast and there weren't a lot of friction, it made things easier. Third, and here's where the marketing comes in. What can you do that would provide a little extra, little poof? So for example, I've heard of recently there's people who are giving flowers to realtors and sellers when they're submitting their offer, just trying to stand out. Talk about cool branding here. Giving a little poof to what you're doing, making sure that you're standing out and separating yourself from everyone else. That's a really great way of doing it. You don't have to necessarily give flowers, but think about what different things that you could offer that maybe someone else would not offer. So I worked with a buyer about a month or two ago, and instead of lowering the price, we bought at the sale, the listing price, but then we just asked for some reductions in closing costs, which made it easier for her to buy. So there was a perfect example of a win-win, because instead of having to go below the listing price, we sold at listing price, which made the seller happy, and then they just gave a concession for just paying for some closing costs, which made my buyer happy. That's how you start to do that. You start to think about how to be creative with that, and that's how you start to get that win-win situation. And one more bonus thing. Give a personal touch. A lot of real estate today has become very impersonal, and that's part of the issue. So if you're having a very impersonal market and you're not sure that you can connect, one of the ways that you do that is by creating a connection to the seller. Now, if you're working with a realtor, you're not going to directly talk to them. You're going to talk to the other realtor. A lot of transactions, that's part of the problem. You never even talk to the other side. You just talk to the intermediaries, or you talk to your intermediary who talks to their intermediary who talks to the other client. So if you want to be able to create that personal touch, maybe put a personal letter in there and say, "Look, we loved your house and we'd love to offer it," and put that in there with the sales contract. See if that makes a difference. There's going to be someone who's going to appreciate the fact that you're not just looking to come into their house and change it because you didn't like it. You want to make this your home and your family's home. And people will respect that, the fact that the house that they've built for their family will live on to help another family. So it's really important to be able to create that personalized connection if you can. And that will really help you stand out. So with that, this is Andy Nathan talking about how to compete in a seller's market, how to market yourself more effectively so you can buy that property. If you need to know more about how to compete in a seller's market, feel free to schedule a free consultation with me at andynathan.net/own. Again, that's andynathan.net/own. And let's talk about how you can compete, how to market yourself in that seller market so you could stand out.